Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Work for Life show. I'm Bill Leader. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in today. It's Friday, February 27, 2015. I want to talk to you about work, money, earning money, and comes to earning money. There are a lot of people who's not earning money now or not earning enough money. There are a lot of people who live from one paycheck to the next. And if a paycheck didn't come in next week, the week after that, they might would be out on the street. People they normally would borrow from, a lot of those people are in no position to loan money. Even if they have jobs, a lot of people are recently back to work to loan money. All of our problems are our problems. Yours, mine. And people today seem to blame everyone but themselves. There are people whose job it is to do more than they're doing. And if they were doing their job, the country wouldn't be, we wouldn't have gone through the recession we went through over the last 6 years. Wait, let me not put it that way. We went almost into a depression from 2004 to 2008. We were close to depression. We were in a recession in 2008, and we come out of that recession around 2010. But we had a long way to go. And people that's paid to be there, to do the things that as Americans we can't do ourselves, but weren't doing their jobs. And that's what happens in any business. Too many people fall into the habit of not doing their jobs, and the business will shut down. No business can operate if the people hired to do the work refuse to do the work. So look at America as a business. We have employees, government employees. Some will tell you outright they're not going to do any work. Many of those of which have more vacation days than they do work days. That's our fault. That's your fault. That's my fault. We all know what the problems are. And I want to say that. Those are the problems. We're dealing with poverty in America. We're dealing with working poor people in America. We're dealing with people who are dying because they don't have medical treatment available when they need it in America. And we're dealing with people who are living forever because they got money, because they got the medical treatment that they need, and because they have within their power the opportunity to make laws that benefit them. And that's all my fault. And that's your fault. And we got to make up our minds that we want to do better. We want to be the change. We have to be the change. We cannot allow this to continue for our own sakes and for our children's sake. Because those of us who are adults right now are not setting a good example on how things should be. We need jobs. We need wages that people can bring home checks to take care of all their bills and have a little something left over. We need health care. And we need to be able to go out and vote in our communities. We need to be able to vote for people in our communities on lying. But the people who are making the decisions is taking jobs and sending them overseas, along with their money that they've earned, because consumers spend money but get nothing in return in America these days. The companies take our money, give it us sometimes shoddy goods and services, and takes that money overseas. That's what I want to tell you today. Every business should want to do more for America. Every individual should want to do more for America, but that's not the case. That's not reality. And we know it will never be reality that everyone will want to do what's right. But the good-hearted people must do more. And when people with the good hearts step out and do more, that will prompt the other people, even evildoers, to do better. But when those who are good-hearted sit back and do nothing, the hurt is worse. Because those are the people who can do and refuse to do because they are not affected. Not right now. Well, we've got to do better, America. We each have to make up our mind and really realize that we all have to be the change. As individuals, entrepreneurs, managers, business owners, CEOs, politicians, we've got to be the change. And our clergy, we have to be the change, every one of us. And it's not difficult to get the things that's absolutely foundational necessary in America. Working class citizens have to claim their power and get jobs. To get the jobs, working class citizens have to identify what the change they need to make so that they can get a job. Because every person in America who needs to work and who have the physical capabilities to work can be working, should be working. There are jobs out there. Small business owners need to do more and they can increase their profit if they invest in their customers and endear themselves to their customers. And therefore, the customers will be there for their businesses, and their businesses will profit from their good doings in their communities. Small businesses, you have a role in a better America to be the change. Business managers, a little different from the small business owner, but a business manager. You can increase, you can't spend other people's money, but you can increase civic duties in the community where you serve people. You can increase things that you can do and increase your profits at the same time. Have something where people can come and in one place learn about your product, buy your product at the same time, and learn where you're actually stationed at, your place of business. When something is going on in the community, make sure that you as the manager is there to represent the business that you work for, to remind people that you're there. That will bring profits to your business. So if you're one of a franchise and you start doing things that stand out in your community, your profits are going to go up. And when your profits go up, that franchise owner is going to say, well, Joe's business is higher. His profits is higher than others. What is Joe doing that other business franchisees are not doing? So if you are managing a business, you can do more. You have to be the change for America. This is your country. Business owners, you can do more because it's your money. You're calling the shots. You can do more. jobless and low-income people. You can be the change that you want for America. Identify what you need to do. If you need training, update your training. If you want to change careers, find training so that you can change careers. There are careers that you can go in 3 months to 12 months, you can be certified to do something different. Right here. Work for Life. I've been here for years. And I'm all the time telling people that if you can't find work or you know someone that can't find work, turn them on to Work for Life. I have files here, 24/7 archive files. Right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. People can come here and prepare themselves and go out and get a job. Make yourself employable. Just because you had a job in the past does not mean that you're ready to compete. And if you've been out of work for months and years, you are not ready to compete. Work for Life will get you ready with job readiness workshops. I have materials here online. Take advantage of it. Be the change. To be the change, you got to put forth some effort, do the work. And then, of course, Work for Life provides advice and funding for home-based startups. We do that. We will invest in a good business or a good business idea. We are available. You can get my information right here on my show page, how to contact me. People got to be willing to do the work. And I know that a lot of times people hear things, but they just gloss over it like they didn't hear it. But we each have to make up our minds that we realize we got to be the change. So if you're a job seeker, you be the change. Learn to interview on the telephone. Everything you need now with these computers, you can go online and find scripts and articles to empower yourself. Telephone interviews, face-to-face interviews, you need to be able to do that. Shoot. Cut a, do a CD and put information about your, is it called a CD, whatever, that, and then send this to companies. Send something out to companies selling yourself. Brand yourself and sell skills and your education, your work history. Use things. You, if you're looking for a job, you need to be prepared to talk to people in person and by phone. You need to practice interviewing. Get people to you need to practice actually talking to a person about what it is that you do. You'd be surprised at the number of people who can't explain to you what they do in less than a minute. And a minute is a long time. You got to know what to do when you go on an interview and what not to do, what to wear and what not to wear when you go on an interview. You got to prepare yourself to be the change. You're unemployed too many months, you're doing some things wrong. It's either your attitude, clothing that you're wearing, it's your abilities, you're asking for something you don't deserve. Whatever it is, you need to identify what you're doing wrong. And there are all types of ways, including right here at the Work for Life show, that you can lay out what you need to do and get it done. You got to dress for the interview, men and women alike, wearing the right clothes that fit the job that you're trying to get. You have to be the change. And if you don't have a job, you're the problem. Because at this point, unemployment was not the problem. Actually, it wasn't the fault of the people who got laid off. But if you've been off work now for years, it's your fault now and it's your problem. It's yours now. The ball is in your court because the businesses are back making money, soaring. The stock market is higher than it's ever been before. That means more money is being made. That means people have money. And if consumers got money, that means employers can hire you. If you're not getting hired, you're going to the wrong places oh, you are not doing the right things. Find the Fortune 500 companies in your community. And don't let the name of a company cause you to say, oh, I'm not going to Walmart. Oh, Walmart got all kind of jobs. Walmart don't just have a cashier. Walmart don't just have a greeter. You better believe there is money to be made in any Fortune 500 company. Find those Fortune 500 companies. Find those Dow 30 companies, 30 of them that make, go where the money is. You got computer companies. You got telecommunications. Look, if you haven't been able to go to work, it's your problem. So you got to be the change. Be the change. I promise you, if you sit down and write out a plan in less than 30 days, follow your plan, you'll be working. And I have plans here. And if you just look at the 10 places where you're most likely going to be able to find work, well, I don't want to say find work that, in that manner, but you can because they have to all the time be hiring because the companies that's making the most money, they have to be hiring every day. Walmart, ExxonMobil, Chevron, Berkshire Hathaway, Apple. Now, Apple don't have a lot of employees, but it's time Apple started finding a way to put back into the community that they suck and dry. Phillips 66, General Motors, Ford Motor, General Electric, Valero Energy. Now, all of these are not American companies, but they're making their money right here in America. Go get the jobs. Those of you who are entrepreneurs, think and grow rich. Find a way to make some money. Network. Go places. You got some skills? Make some money with it. You got some goods? Make some money with it. There are all kinds of things an entrepreneur can do based on what you have. If you got a car, you got a truck, you got a lawnmower, you got a sewing machine, and you have the gift of gab, you can babysit. Whatever things that you, skills that you have, use them as an entrepreneur. You can cook. Okay, things you can do. You got some money. Okay, things you can buy and sell. Things you can rent and do things with for people because you can go and rent this and they can't afford to rent it. So you rent it. They can rent it, but they can't afford to do the work. So you rent it and you find somebody to do the work. Just sit down and think about it. Find a way. Find a way. Be the change, entrepreneurs. Because when you get out and start doing business, you're spending money. And when you're spending money, money is being pumped back into society. And when money is being pumped back into society, companies are hiring more people. When we spend, no matter what, whether we're buying a piece of paper or a car, there are a lot of things that go into that. So, entrepreneurs, you need to decide that you're going to do more for America. Job seekers, decide you're going to do more for America because when you need it for yourself and you need it for your communities, you need it for your families, work, money. Looking for a job, entrepreneurship. And if you got to still keep looking for a job, fine. But use entrepreneurship while you're looking for a job. And they got all of these ways now that you can fund your businesses online. Pump money into the community. You got a good business idea, find one of those companies where you can go online and get funding. Check into a grant. Find angel investors. Find Work for Life. You got a good business idea? You need a few dollars to make it fly, to make it soar? Own their own businesses and managers of businesses and entrepreneurs all of these are different roles, but we all have to be the change. And when I say we all, I know everybody is not going to participate in making things better, but we need people from all walks of life to participate. That's what I mean when I say we all, every walk of life, everybody needs to do what it is that they should be doing. So if you own your own business and you can outsource maybe work to other small businesses, do that as a way to help those small businesses make more money. And then you'll be making more money in a sense because you got somebody now that's doing some things that's freeing you up. Have veterans in your community. If you run in your own business and got the money, hire your veterans. If you can't hire but one, hire that one. And advertise that you're looking to hire a veteran. And even if you're going to hire one, your community will be pleased you sought one veteran and hired that person. And you'll have new customers because of what you reached out to do. And if you got employees working for you based on how large your company is, give your employees maybe a day, if it's possible, where they can work at home. They'll save gas money. They might save other things. If it's something that they can do from home, set a schedule so that you can be a better employer. And so that maybe they can, maybe if they can get a Friday off and they're off on Saturday and Sunday, maybe they can run their own business on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and do your work on Friday. Or extend their hours and give them a four-day work week. There's a lot of things we can do if we put our mind to it to help one another. But it seems like enough people are not putting their mind to trying to help others. There are things we can do, thinking of a few little things. But I'm thinking of job seekers, how they can be more diligent. I'm thinking about how the entrepreneurs can use what they got to start bringing in money, and the business owners can do more, and the business managers can do more. And the politicians can pass bills that'll put people to work. And there are government programs where people can get paid while they are learning. And when they finish learning, they have some type of certification or they go directly on to jobs. There are on-the-job training programs, apprenticeship programs that people can go to, dislocated worker programs. There are lots of programs that people can get through their local employment office, government, that will help people to bring in money right away to make their lives better and the lives of the people who depend on them better. All kind of programs are out there, Job Corps for ages 16 to 24, where they go there, they get paid while they're there, you stay there, you learn a trade, you leave there, you go to work somewhere. That's your government at work. So if individuals do their best, job seekers and entrepreneurs do their best, and business owners do their best, and business managers do their best, and politicians do their best, and government workers do their best. And politicians are government workers. Let me make that clear. But politicians can do their best by passing these bills and creating these jobs, because when they create jobs by passing bills, the private sector is going to create even more jobs to keep up with the money that's coming into the communities. And then, of course, we got our CEOs. Now, wages need to be increased, but business owners can do that. CEOs, out of everybody that I named, pretty much CEOs is the only ones who are really doing their jobs, I think. From the job seekers to the entrepreneurs to the business owners to the managers to politicians to government workers, the ones who are really doing their job is the CEOs. And that's the problem, because the CEO job is to make sure that the CEO can get paid millions of dollars like they're used to doing. That's what they get paid. CEOs get paid millions of dollars to make sure that the company does not spend money unless they absolutely, positively have to spend the money. That's our problem. So the CEOs are doing their job, so you can't be angry with them. But you can force CEOs to change what they do. You can call them. You can write them. You can force them. They'll listen. They will hear you. We have to be the change. We have to want something different. We have to have a passion for a better life, ourselves, all of us, no matter what our jobs are. Entrepreneurs, managers, CEOs, politicians, clergy, we have to want better. Everyone has an idea about why the economy is not where it should be. But everyone don't have a solution to what needs to be done for the economy that they want. Everyone must put on their listening ears and determine how to be part of the solution of the change that's needed. Jobless citizens and low-income citizens are the largest group of Americans. The resources that we need to improve America are available to us. Many of us have things we need right within our fingertips today. And the missing element is your desire to do the job. That's what's missing, desire. It's all missing, desire. Because everything else we need is there. And it's time for the jobless and lower income people to work toward happy days. Be the change that you seek, America. Be the change. Because what's missing in this booming economy is the working class. Because the working class is not moving toward a better America for themselves, and it's nobody's fault but theirs at this point. When I hear people say the economy is not better, I think that person is isolated in some place, shut up tightly, and not even able to let the sun shine in. And that's a problem. And that's a problem that that person has to fix. So if you know people who are unemployed and thinking things are not better, tell them there are jobs out there. And if you're that person who's unemployed and thinking jobs are things and thinking things are not better, let me tell you things are better. There are jobs out there. Get yourself ready on your working clothes. Get your resume and your application and go job searching. Be the change. And it takes money. And the way we get money in America, we work for it. And a healthy America has 160 million people working. We got to get there, and we can. But we all have to do as much as we can. And I suggest you do the things you're passionate about. So I hope I've been a help to you. And I hope that you're now willing to be a help for yourself and for those who depend on you. This stuff got to change. There's absolutely no reason for people to be unemployed in America. Now, there are people who benefit from others being unemployed. But don't be the one. Don't let nobody use you. Your destiny is in your hands.